I've been in the film industry for about 25 years now. I started as an actress, did a lot of theatre, and went on to do some walk-on parts and then some background work for money. And whilst I was working on a film called Patriot Games with Harrison Ford, I found out there were no black stunt women in the UK, and that one of the black guys had to double for Grace Jones on an old Bond film called View to a Kill because there were no women. So at that, I decided to start to train for the register. I used to be a PE teacher, and I was also proficient in martial arts. So I found out what I had to do to join the register, and basically I needed six disciplines. At that time, it was disciplines in fighting, falling, water, and miscellaneous. So I went on to train for 6 years and acquired my hand gliding license. I have a jockey's racing license, martial arts. I did gymnastics, trampolining, fencing in three weapons, foil, sabre and épée, broadsword, quarterstaff. I have my HGV lorry license, my motorbike racing license, and all the other little bits that you add on along the way. So it took me 6 years to train. I was a single mum of three. So it took me a long time because I had to raise the children financially and physically alone, as well as pay for my training. So it took me a long time, longer than most, I would have said. But I persevered and I did it. And I joined the UK Stunt Register in 1997. And my first job was doubling Whoopi Goldberg on a film called A Night in Camelot, which was shot in Budapest. Whilst I was training, I did the extra work to make the money to train and obviously raise the children. I worked doing extra work, background work on films and TV, so I've done maybe 300 film and TV productions as an extra in the background of various programs and films. And actually, my very first film was a film with Matt Dillon called A Kiss Before Dying, which was many, many years ago.